Okay, we're up to the part of discussing re-cooking things. Bishul achar bishul. Okay. Something that was fully cooked before Shabbos, and you want to re-cook it, reheat it on Shabbos. So, like we mentioned way back, to put it back directly on the fire, even on top of a blech, okay, is aser, or to put it into a pot that is on the fire is aser. Okay, that's clear, no matter what it is. Those have to do with the halachas of chazara and shehiya, and it looks like you're cooking by putting it directly on the fire. We're talking here about putting it in a kli rishon off the fire, or putting it near the fire, right, in a place that it can become yad so let us go, where it could get heated up, but it's not on the fire, it's just near the fire, off the blech or on a part of the blech that itself is not hot, not yad so let us go. So it's near the fire where the fire could make it hot, but it's not in the place that you normally would put something to cook. Okay. Now, the halach is like this. Something that is dry, okay, dry food that was fully cooked before Shabbos, and now it's cold, and you want to reheat it. You have a piece of chicken that you cooked before Shabbos, and you want to reheat it. So, basically, the halach is like this. You have to take into consideration what process was done with this food. Okay, was it cooked? That means in water. Was it baked? That means without water. Was it roasted directly on the fire? Baking is in heat, but not directly on the fire. Roasting is directly on the fire, okay, like on a spit or something like that, right? Directly, the fire itself comes in contact with the food. And or was it fried? Okay, and here we're talking about fried with a minimal amount of oil, not deep fried. Deep fried is considered cooked, just like it would be in water. Doesn't make a difference if it's oil or water, it's cooked in a liquid. Deep frying is also called cooking. But frying in a pan with a minimal amount of oil, that is a different process. Okay, Shiloh, what exactly it's considered? Is it considered like tzli, or is it considered like a bishul or a fiyah? What's it called? Tigul. Is that called cooking, or is that called roasting, fry, whatever, because it's basically directly on the fire with a little bit of liquid. Okay, so in any case like this, if you're doing the same process, you're rebaking something that was baked, or you're re-cooking something that was cooked. Let's take an example. You have boiled chicken. That's cooked chicken, and it's cold. You want to put it into a pot that was taken off the fire with boiling water in it, to clear rishon off the fire. And you want to stick it into that water to reheat it. That's okay. Because ain't bishul achar bishul. You can't re-cook something that was cooked before. And since it's not on the fire, it doesn't look like you're cooking it. Okay, and since it was originally boiled and now it's being reboiled, that's no problem. Okay. However, if you want to take that boiled chicken and put it in a pan, what's it called, near the fire, right, to get heated up, that's not boiling. That's heat. That's baking. So you're baking something that originally was boiled. That's not okay. Because you can do a different process to something. And what is, what? Okay, so therefore, you can't take boiled chicken and put it near the fire, right, because that's baking. So you're baking something that was boiled. You can put it in a, on top of a pot on the fire, because that also is considered like, since the pot on the fire obviously has liquid in it or whatever, that could be that it's considered like being boiled too. The opposite is also true. If you have something that was baked, okay, and you want to, something that was baked, right, you have baked chicken, not boiled chicken, baked chicken, was made without liquid. and you want to now reheat it, so you can put it near the fire to rebake it. You can not put it into water, boiling water, because now you're boiling something that was baked. That's not okay. When it comes to frying, right, here we're machmir, that frying may be considered cooking, and it may be considered, what's it called, roasting. It could be roasting, and it could be cooking. Therefore, something that was not, that was pan-fried, okay, can't be recooked. You can't put it into a liquid to reheat it, nor can you put it directly near the fire, right, to re-bake it or to roast it. Can't be roasted either, because it may have been cooked, it may have been roasted. So neither one is okay. Okay.
Microwave chicken is like
baked. Microwave is like baked, yeah. There's no way. If it's microwaved in liquid, then it's cooked. If it's microwaved without liquid, then it's baked. Now, what happens if something was both baked and cooked? So which process now can you do to it? Okay? For instance, lakshan kukul. First you boil the lakshan, and then you bake it, right? Better be right. That's my my recipe. That's the way I always do it. You cook the noodles, then you bake them in a pan. Okay, so that is considered baked, because the last process is the baking. So you always go after the last process. If the last thing done to it was baking, you'd be allowed to rebake it, but you wouldn't be allowed to reboil it. Okay. Something that is a solid dry food, but when you reheat it, it's going to immediately turn into a liquid. So there, me'ikr hadin, it's considered dry, and therefore it can be reheated even if it's cold. But there's a place to be machmir to consider it like a liquid. And we'll see in a few seconds that liquids are different halacha. So again, something that is like coffee, okay, fat, okay, that you want to reheat, but it's going to melt. So on the one hand, at this point, it is a solid. It's dry. It's going to turn into a liquid. In the ikra hadin, it has the law of a dry solid. And you can do the same process that was done to it before Shabbos, on Shabbos, near the fire or in a kli rishon, off the fire. However, if it's not a great need, you should be machmer and consider this thing like a liquid, and we'll get to liquids in a second. Okay. Now, something that's a liquid.
Coming back to the example of the kubel.
Yeah.
If something was mavusho, and later on it was baked.
Right.
But why does the baking take away from the fact that it was mavushal?
Because it was mavushal, but since the last thing done to it was baking, the process that now is significant to that thing is to bake product. So if you're going to take the thing that was baked, what's it called, and cook it, you're doing a different process. And yesh bishalach rafiyah. So this thing now, since the last process done to it was baking, so the baking, right, now is what this thing is, a baked product. It happened to be, right, and the fact that you're boiling it now, you're taking the baked part of it and boiling it. You're changing it.
But what I'm asking is why don't
the original,
you take the coolers of both? Because the whole idea is changing the nature of the thing, right?
Right.
But once it's
a different process changes. Right now, the process that's significant in this kugel is it's a baked product. And if you're going to boil that baked product, you're changing the thing. And originally it was cooked, but you took that cooked thing and changed it into a baked product by baking it. That was the last thing makes it what it is. You're going to cook now what is now baked, you're changing the thing. You're making a cooked kugel, a baked kugel into a cooked kugel. And that's a different process. Even though originally it was cooked, But you, by baking it, change that cooking into baking, right? Because that's what it is now. If you look at it, it looks cooked, baked, not cooked, right? So even though originally it was cooked, you've changed it now into a baked product. Now if you're going to change it back into a cooked product, you're taking the part that was baked and making it into something cooked. That's a change. Because the way that it is now is baked, right? It was cooked with l'chatchila. You took that cooked thing and changed it into something baked. Now you're going to take it and change it back into something cooked. So even though it was fully finished, but what kind of finish, right, is significant. Not just that it was finished and edible. It's what kind. So now what is the finished product is baked. Now you're going to make that finished product cooked. That's no good.
All these things we're talking about have nothing to do. I'm assuming that we're not using a blech.
No, even with a blech.
Even with a blech.
Right? In other words, to put it on the blech over the fire, or in a place where the blech is yatsa lettuce bowl, which is considered like a fire, is awesome. Because that looks like you're cooking. Now the only problem is, if you do it off the fire, but you do it in a place where it could be cooked off the fire, on top of a pot, near the fire, right? Now the problem is not that it looks like cooking, the problem is that you are cooking it. So if ain't bishul achar bishul, the fact that you are cooking it is no problem. And it doesn't look like cooking, so that's okay.
If you have boiled chicken, and you want to heat it up, so you can't do what we normally do, just take something, put it upside down, and put it on top of the platter.
No, because then you're baking it.
Right.
So what you have to do, is take hot water off the fire and put it into the hot water.
That's only if it gets that hot, though.
What?
That's only if it reaches a certain heat.
Yeah, if it's not going to reach yatsa lettuce bowl, and it can never reach yatsa lettuce bowl, right? It can't ever reach. Then even if it's not fully cooked, it's okay. But you can't put it on a place in the blech where it could ever become yatsa lettuce bowl if you left it there the whole day. Fried schnitzel.
Right.
A fried schnitzel. Frying, since it's only a suffix, so we're matzah to put it on top of a pot.
So you could.
Yeah, that you could do. You can't bake it. You know, put it into a pan near the fire because that's baking. You can't put it into water, hot water, because that's cooking. And frying may not be cooking, and it may not be baking. Maybe one or the other. Okay. So you can't do a process that's definitely baking or definitely cooking. But putting it on top of a pot over the fire is not considered baking or cooking. It's somewhere in between, and therefore for fried things, that's okay. Right. Even an empty pot? An upside down pot would be baking. That lechari is baking. It has to be on top of a pot with food in it. And there, since there's steam or whatever, it's not considered baking anymore. And it's not considered cooking. It's for tzli is okay.
Baking is when it's completely enclosed.
Baking, mean when you put it, no, but you never put it into the oven.
Yeah,
so putting something near a fire is called baking too. You can bake a cake, lechora, you know, it doesn't have to be completely enclosed.
What if it's a juicy item?
What? We're not getting, we'll get to a dover lach in a second.
Holding
the
empty pot.
What?
Holding the empty pot. That applies also to a
block. What do you mean applies to a block? We said, you shouldn't use an overturned pot on the fire. With the evidence, it's okay. L'chatchila, you shouldn't rely on, you should have to only put it on something with food in it. Yeah, when you don't have any other ways. But to put it on a blech, that's okay, but that's considered baking. That's considered baking.
Okay. In the case of the fat.
Well, Shabbos, if you want to put your schnitzel up on Shabbos, you have to put it on top of the chulin, basically.
Right.
In the case of the fat, didn't gel as a result of the cooking process.
What?
The fat that gels.
Right.
Doesn't gel because of the cooking process. So what are we allowed to do?
If you have fat that was heated up. Yeah, fat doesn't have to be. What? Right. No, that doesn't make a difference, but it was cooked. When it was a liquid, it was cooked. Now it's a solid. So it's a fully cooked solid. So it has a din of any fully cooked solid, lechatchila. I mean, what's it called? Mikra din. Right? And you can, therefore, re-cook it, even though it's going to turn into a liquid right away.
Okay, In other words, anyone can put in the...
Then a clearishon of the fire, right? Okay. I have to check. Okay, that which it says that for tzli, for frying, only putting it on top of a pot on the fire would be okay. Right, but not rebaking it, obviously, is not okay. Whether putting it on top of an empty pot upside down, does that have the same heter? It would seem not, because only on top of a thing, right, with something in it, is it not considered baking? But if you put it into a pan, right, on top of the plata or whatever, that's the chore of baking. People reheat things, even though they're...
Nobody thinks there's sense when puts it on top of the pot, you know, to heat it up. Now here, now Yeshiva knew it.
I'll check and see. I think it doesn't make sense to me that putting it on a pot shouldn't be baking. That I understand why putting it on a full pot is not baking. But putting on an upside down thing, the chorish, is regular baking. That's not cooking, and it's not frying. It's, what is it? It's baking.
Well, it's 2 days before Shabbos.
What? What?
You could never bake anything that way.
You never bake anything that way?
No, you never get anything baked if you try to bake it on top of the pot upside down. I mean, the eating raw food.
No. That's a different story. But whatever happens to it, whatever amount it gets hot, it's getting hot through a baking process. That's not a boiling process.
It's a warming process.
Take a blush.
But warming yatzo lettuce is called some kind of cooking. Right, so the shaila is, what kind of cooking is it? It's not frying. It's at best either roasting, right, or it's baking. It's definitely not cooking or frying.
How can you make a baking process if you can't bake that way?
What? No, maybe you can't bake something fully that way. We're not talking about now if it looks like baking or not. We're talking about what's happening to this thing. Like if you take dough, okay, and put it in a pan over the fire, you may not be able to bake the whole thing like that, but part of it's going to bake, right? What happened to the crust on the bottom? It was baked. So you baked part of the thing. You may not be able to bake a thing, but you baked that dough. So you didn't cook it, you didn't fry it, you didn't roast it, right? So what did you do? You baked it.
It's a piece of nice pizza.
No, you didn't warm it up, you baked it. The bottom part is now bread. So, forget about challah. Take dough. Forget about that. Take dough, put it in a pan, put it on top of the fire, and you're baking the bottom layer. That's all. So you haven't baked all of it, you baked part of it. Yeah?
I wonder if, I don't happen to make schnitzel myself, but I don't even eat it, but I believe it's quite a greasy product. I'm wondering if the oil that was definitely at Diamond back to that schnitzel...
That's frying. That's called frying.
I understand. I'm wondering if because it's still got oil stuck to it, you're then putting it with a heat source. That heat source is heating out the oil.
No, that's
and
that.
You're just frying it again.
What?
And you're just frying it again because it's so covered in oil. Isn't that
true?
It would have to be that you're frying it in oil, not frying the oil. You're baking the oil. Frying means you have hot oil and you fry something in the oil, okay? So that's not, you're not frying it. You're not putting it in hot oil. If you had hot oil on the stove and you put the schnitzel on top of the hot oil, that would be the exact same process you started. You're refrying, that would be okay.
What happens if you fry and then you bake it afterwards?
So then it's baked. So if you have...
What happens if you take a schnitzel and you use one of these really good Teflon frying pans? You don't add any fat at all, and you just fry it in fatless frying.
And that's not frying. And then you baked it. Uh-huh. You baked it in the Teflon thing without any. Why is it frying if there's no oil? Frying means you fried something in oil, not in Teflon. Right? If you put it on the fire in a pan, right? So that's either called roasting or it's called baking. One of the two, but it's definitely not frying.
So there's a minimum, and you can get away with putting very, very little fat, and I did fry an egg. So you're putting very, very little fat.
Right, but that's called frying, because you're frying it in the oil.
The same amount of little fat will ooze out of that schnitzel when you put it on and heat it up.
No, but it won't, but it's not, again, you're not frying the schnitzel in that oil. The oil first has to be in there and hot, and then you put the schnitzel on it to be considered fried. Okay, I don't know. I'll have to take a look and see. In any case, all schnitzel is just fried, or you always bake it afterwards?
Just fry it.
Just fry it.
Until now, it's just fried. Now I fry it to be baked afterwards.
Okay. Okay, I will check on that. Okay, next. Okay, that's dry things. What's considered dry is anything where there is no significant, noticeable collection of liquid by itself. In other words, something that is basically dry, but it's glistening, it has some wet, but it doesn't have any noticeable collection of liquid by itself, that's considered a dry thing. So you could have noodles that are wet on the surface, but there's no separate collection of liquid, that's called a dry thing. Okay, dry means doesn't have to be mamish dry to the touch. It just has to be that it's not a pourable liquid that's collected within this thing. If there is a portion that's separate by itself of liquid, then that's called liquid. Okay.
Why, if you have a cup, there was just a tiny bit of water, you know, cold water in it, you can't put hot water in it, because I mean, that's not considered wet. I mean,
no, it is, because we're talking about a food that's a mixture of dry things that may be a little wet on the surface. Okay? There, that's considered a dry food. But water on the surface of a kli isn't bottled to the kli. Right? It's a separate entity to itself.
Oh, it's because it's bottled.
As a bottle, it becomes, right, it becomes one mitzias, right, of food. So that food is a dry food that happens to be what's it called, a little wet on its surface. But the water that's in the pot is water. It's not part of anything else. Okay.
Does that wet have to be patted dry before it's...
No. Okay. So we're talking now about mamish liquids, or a collection of liquid inside together with a solid thing. Okay. If it's liquid, then if, let's say, the liquid was cooked, okay, fully cooked before Shabbos, and it didn't cool down. Now, how much to cool down is... there are those that say that if it's anything more than room temperature, that's already cold, that it didn't cool down. Others say that it has to be warm enough that you would eat it normally at that warm. It may not be the ideal, but people who want to eat warm food would already consider that warm enough to eat. If it's less than that, even though it's more than room temperature, that's called that it's cooled down completely. Okay? L'chatchila yishvi machmer, that you shouldn't reheat liquids if they cool down less than they're normally eaten as warm, even though they're more than room temperature. B'shasadchak, you can rely on the fact that if it's anything above room temperature, right, that it's still considered warm and hasn't cooled down completely. Okay, now, if it hasn't cooled down completely, okay, then it has the same halacha as something dry. And you can reheat it, the same process that was used on it to begin with. Okay, again, not on the fire, not in the oven, right, but in a kli rishon off the fire, or in, you can take soup that was fully cooked before Shabbos, it's not cooled down completely, either, like we said, the chatchila, it's still warm enough to be considered warm soup, right, or it's at least more than room temperature, and you can pour that into hot water and a kli rishon off the fire to reheat it, or add hot water into it from off the fire, even a kli rishon. Okay. However, if the soup cooled down completely, so it's either, like we said, the chatchila, it's less than people would normally drink warm soup, or it's room temperature or below that, then you can't recook it, because we're afraid that yesh bishulach or bishul balach. We're afraid that in liquids you can recook something. So if it cooled down completely, then it can be recooked. And like we said, things that are now solid but will immediately become liquid when you reheat them, like instant coffee or things like that, lechatchila, right, you should be machmer and treat them like liquids, and since they can cool down completely, instant coffee, right, is cold, it's not above room temperature, therefore, what's it called, even though it was cooked, right, there's other problems with instant coffee, which we mentioned last time, but even if it's really fully cooked, it's better not to put it into a kli rishon, either to put it into a kli sheni, or better to pour from a kli sheni over it. Okay. Okay. And there, and then, if it is still warm, right, then the only thing you can do is the same process that was done to it originally, or the last process that was done to it originally. Okay. But usually liquids are cooked. I mean, that's what happens to liquids. They're not fried or whatever. So liquids usually have to be cooked to reheat them. And like we said, putting them on top of a pot with food in it is also called cooking. Putting a liquid, putting soup, okay, on the plata, on a turned over pan would be the same problem as even though the soup is still is what's it called is still warm, right, but you're not cooking it now, or maybe yeah, but now you are cooking it because the same way that you did it to begin with, right, it has its own liquid. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's for sure okay. I was getting scared that we're going to get into another problem of reheating soup. Yeah, but that's no problem though, because putting, how did you cook the soup to begin with? You put it on the fire and it boiled. So you're putting it on the fire and it's boiling. Right? They're not on the fire, but you're putting it on a heat source and it's boiling. That's
maybe
okay.
It hasn't cooled down all the way.
That's okay, right. As long as it didn't cool down all the way. If it cooled down, then you can't reheat it. Okay, now, another thing that we're machmer is a dover goosh. A dover goosh is considered like a kli rishon. A dover goosh means something that you don't put into a kli where it conforms to the walls of the kli. Okay, like not watery cholent. Okay, piece of meat. Those are all called a dover goosh. Normally, we say that if you take something off the fire and you put it into a kli. So that is a kli sheni, right? So you take something in a, that was in a pot on the fire, that's a kli rishon on the fire. You take it off the fire, it's a kli rishon off the fire. You put it into another pot, right? That's a kli sheni. Put it into another one, that's a kli shlishi. That's only by things that conform, that, conform to the what's it called? Either they're liquids or they're pourable kinds of things, like watery cholent. But things that are not pourable, that when you plop them into a pot, they just sit there in the middle, and they don't spread out to fill the area of the pot, that's called a dover goosh. Right? It's a piece of solid meat or whatever. There, we are machmir, that does not considered a kli sheni, even if you put it into another pot. As long as it's yad sol lettuce bo, as long as it's still hot, it's considered like it's a kli rishon. And therefore, you have to be careful with those things, not to heat up things that you're not allowed to heat up in a kli rishon. So things that are fully cooked, okay, before Shabbos, and they're dry, you could put onto a dover goosh, okay? Take some kind of spice that was cooked before Shabbos, right, and now you want to put it onto meat, that's fine. But something that wasn't fully cooked before Shabbos, which you're not allowed to put into a kli rishon, even if this meat is on your plate, which means you've taken it off the fire, put it into a plate, so that's at least a kli sheni, even if the plate is a kli shlishi. Right? You took it off the fire, put it into a serving dish, and now it's on your dish. So normally that would be considered a kli shlishi by a piece of meat. There's no kli shlishi. The meat is, the kli has no effect on the meat. So now you have a piece of meat, or a piece of hot kugel in your plate, okay? Can you put anything on there that wouldn't be allowed to be put into a kli rishon? L'chatchila not. L'chatchila were machmer that you can't. And therefore, you can't take something that wasn't cooked, right, and put it on that meat if the meat is still yatzah lettuce bowl. Right? Give me an example. You can't take what's it called. If the meat, however, is in a gravy, and you're pouring it all together into another kli, and the meat and the gravy all together conforms to the thing, like a liquidy cholin too, that's not a dover gush. That has the regular halachas of kli rishon, kli sheni, whatever. Talking here about piece of solid that doesn't conform to the walls of the kli. So now, what would be something like that? You have a hot potato, okay? And you want to put cream on it, okay? Cream on a hot potato. That makes sense. So the cream has never been cooked, okay? The truth is that most of our cream is pasteurized, and that's considered cooking. But let's pretend that it wasn't pasteurized, okay? Then you couldn't put the cream on the hot potato, even though it's in a kli shlishi, because that's irrelevant. As long as it's yatzo lettuce, but you couldn't put it on. If it's something that was fully cooked, right, then it has the halachas of recooking something fully cooked. If it's a liquid and it cooled down, you can't do that either. If it's a solid, if it's a liquid and didn't cool down, you could, right? If you want to put gravy on it that was fully cooked and it hasn't cooled down, you can put the gravy on the potato. If you want to put a solid on it, right, so then it depends. If it's a solid that'll remain a solid and it was fully cooked, fine, as long as it's the same process that you did to begin with. If it's a solid that's going to turn into a liquid, l'chatchila yishu b'machmer. B'shasat chak, you can do that too. Now you want to take butter and put it on the potato. Butter was originally pasteurized, right? And now it's a solid. So really you could put it on the potato, but it's going to melt immediately. So l'chatchila yishu b'machmer, not to do that. The d'yevid, we consider it a solid, and b'shas atchak, you do that. Yeah.
If I put my choice, when I serve my children, I put the meat and the potatoes on one plate, and then put stuff in a different plate. So if somebody takes the meat and the potatoes and puts it on their plate, that means they can't also put a ordinary cold salad.
Hold on 1 second, could you? That's the next thing we're talking about. Good. Okay. We're getting to that. So that's putting it directly on it where it's going to heat it up normally. You know, as you put butter on a hot potato, right, you're heating it up, you're heating up the butter, right, and that is a shaila, we're machmir, that a dover gush, not considered a klisheni or klishlishi, as long as it's yatzal lettuce.
What about ketchup?
But it's a chumrah. Oh. How about ketchup? So ketchup, there's two chumras. First of all, ketchup has been fully cooked before Shabbos, but it's a liquid, and it cooled down. It's a chumrah that we're machmir to consider cool things, liquid things that cool down to be considered able to be cooked again. That's a chumrah. It's also a chumrah that the dover gush doesn't have a din of a kli sheni. Two chumras together, we're not machmir. So you're allowed to put ketchup on hot meat or hot potatoes or whatever.
Gravy that's cooled down.
No, it shouldn't be different. Anything, okay, let's say gravy that wasn't cooked or whatever, something that wasn't cooked. Right. Something that was cooked, again, something that was cooked, even if it's a liquid, anything similar to ketchup would be okay. So gravy that was cooled down, you could also put on a dover gush. Because again, it's two chumras, and Rav Moshe holds it, we're not machmir those two chumras together.
What's the difference?
You can rely on it. What?
The butter is just because it's...
No, the butter, l'chara, is the same thing. It would be a situation where it wasn't fully cooked. If it was fully cooked, even if it's a liquid, you could put it on a double
brush.
What? What? Pasteurization is cooking.
But it's not fully?
But, it is fully cooked. That's it was a bad example. I'm trying to find an example of something that's a liquid that wasn't fully cooked. Okay? You can't think of something lemon juice. Sure. Want to put lemon juice on the potato, you can't. Okay? Or anything else, even a solid thing that wasn't cooked. What? If the lemon juice wasn't pasteurized, yeah.
They squeeze lemon juice. You squeeze before Shabbos.
Right.
And it's also an example of yishkri shon ha-karfiya. You can't put cholin on top of, pieces of bread.
Put cholin on pieces of bread.
Unless it's not the yassel lettuce, the cholin's not the yassel lettuce, but either.
No. We're talking where it is the yassel lettuce, Bo. You want to put cholin on bread. So, the question is... I'm not 100% sure, because again, here also, that fact that there's yesh bishulach rafia and all is also only a chumrah. It's not nefer edin. Could be the Ramosha would hold the same thing like Abi, these two chumras too. Not sure. I have to check into that. I'm not sure. Dover gush, something that's not cooked, okay, there for sure you can't put on it. That we are machmir. Something that's cooked, just a different process. Something that's cooked, but liquid and cooled down. All those things are chumras, could be those you are allowed to do. Okay, the ketchup for sure you're allowed to do. The gravy, for sure you're allowed to do. The bread, I'm not 100% sure, because it's not exactly the same chumrah, but it is only a chumrah. Bishulach rafi and these kind of things is not l'chol adeis. I'm not sure if it's the same thing as bishulach or bishul balach or not.
I have to check.
Soup nuts that were deep fried are considered cooked. And so that wouldn't be a problem. Something that was baked, right? Bread. And to put it, what's it called? Cholent, which was cooked, right? Yeah, all cholent has some liquid in it, so it's cooked, it's not baked cholent. Okay, next.
Put matzah into your soup?
Matzah into your soup is bishul acharafia. The only thing is that the soup, if it's in a klisheni, so it's not a problem. But to put into a kli rishon, you couldn't. You couldn't put matzah into a kli rishon. Right, because that's that for sure can cook. The problem with Dover Gush is if it's already in a klisheni or a klisheni, it's on your plate, then normally you'd be allowed to put something else, you know, even something that wasn't cooked on it, okay, or in it. But here, since it's a Dover Gush, it retains its identity as a kli rishon, as the chumra. That's the problem.
The chicken soup has like chicken and other stuff in it, and you want to put it on top of a
right.
No, but it's not just,
but that's all there. Cooked. Right. Anything in there is cooked.
Okay.
Cooked boiled also.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Cooked is boiled. Yeah. Boiled and cooked same thing. Yeah.
For sure, putting bread into klisheni is mutter. I thought it was focus. That was
no, okay, so I'm saying whatever it's mutter, right, wherever it's mutter to put in, that we're not to play that it's kali abishul or whatever, right, like that we went and learned already, right? So if you want to be machmir with a kli shlishi, it's fine. But whatever it's mutter to put in, it's mutter to do that because it's in a kli shlishi. The problem with the Dover Gush is that it's not considered a kli shlishi or a kli sheni, or it's only always a kli rishon. Okay. Now, the thing that Bubacha asked, what's done many times at home, but what if you have a salad on your plate and you have cholent right next to it, or you have a pickle on your plate and a hot kugel next to it, okay, like they serve at a kiddush. So here there is a machlokus whether that is okay or not. If that we have to worry about is a dover gush, here you're not putting it, the pickle, on the kugel, right, to get heated up. Basically, it's side by side, and if it touches, your intention is for sure not to heat up you don't want hot pickles, okay? Your intention is not to have hot salad on your plate, okay? So if someone's Zalman Orbach holds it, it's no problem. That you can do it, it's in a miskaven, it's and Dover Gush, could be is only where it's either on top or the other thing is on top of it, but side by side, bechlal is not a problem, and therefore he holds that you don't have to worry about putting salad on the same plate of cholent, right, unless you mamish mix them together to heat up the salad.
What about taking cholent and putting on top of rice?
Cholent on top of rice?
Rice is also
boiled. Or fried.
Yeah, rice.
Boiled.
Rice is boiled, and the, one second, and that's also a dover gush, the rice. So that shouldn't be a problem. They're both fully cooked, and they're, yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. Either they're both a kli rishon or they're both whatever they are.
Why can't you use a ramosha ketter for? Because the double gush is a chumrah and zet al zeh is a chumrah.
And what is a chumrah?
It's zet al zeh.
Who?
Zet that's al zeh. It's putting right next on the side. It's also focused.
I mean a double gush that it's mavashal even if it's not on top or on the bottom, it's on the side. Yeah, it could be. But that's what he says with Shlomo Zalman anyway. He says that on the side, we're not, since you're not mechavim for it anyway, it's not a problem. Rav Eliyoshev is machmer in that. You have to be careful to keep the salad or the pickle away from the kugel or the cholent or whatever. And if you can easily do it, then you should be machmer and keep the salad away from the on your plate. You should separate the things that are not cooked from the hot things that are dover gush. And if it's impossible, what's it called, or that's the way they served it to you, you shouldn't consider it as if it was cooked on Shabbos and you have big problems, just eat it. Okay, another thing. You have a bottle with water in it that wasn't cooked before Shabbos. Okay, milk is a difference or formula because it always cooked before Shabbos. Milk is pasteurized and formulas are cooked. But you have water or anything else, juice, that was not cooked, not pasteurized. You have it's in a bottle, and now you want to heat it up. So you can put it into a kli sheni to heat it up, okay? Because a kli sheni at most is mevashel kedei klipa, and that means only the outer surface. It can't never be mevashel the whole thing. At most it's mevashel the outer surface, even by kali habishel. And here, the outer surface is the bottle. So anything inside the bottle already can't be cooked. But in a kli rishon, which can cook through and through, there you can't put uncooked water in a bottle into a kli rishon, off the fire. Okay, on the fire we're not talking about, off the fire. So if you have a bottle that you want of liquid that was not cooked before Shabbos, and you want to heat it up, you can put it into a kli sheni, as long as you don't submerge it totally. Because if you submerge it totally, that's a problem of hatmana, which we didn't get to. But if you don't submerge it totally, you leave part of it exposed, then you can, what's it called, put it into a kli sheni, but you can't heat it up in a kli rishon off the fire. Okay. Okay, we will stop with this, and we'll get back to next time. We'll start with the Rambam again, and finish up the idea of calculating when Mashiach's going to come. And then, if there's time, we'll get to the Shabbos.